You need to go home and relax badly, don't you, Bob?
I can take a hint. I nod. Blue suit number two clears his throat apologetically.
If he's not cleared for this room, ma'am, he begins.
No, that's all right, Iris says, casting me a quelling look. He was personal secretary to DSS Angleton. He's cleared for this room, and he's not required to be off the premises until noon, and he obviously hasn't touched anything.
I blink at that, but keep my mouth shut.
So you may feel free to report it, but he hasn't actually violated the security articles. Yet.
She taps her wristwatch.
Not for another 9 minutes. So I suggest you might want to take a deep breath and let these gentlemen escort you to the front door, Bob.
She's right. I really don't want to still be in the building when my permission is suspended. The consequences would be drastic and painful, I imagine. I'll go quietly, I hear myself saying, if you'd like to lead the way. At 12:30 exactly, I find myself standing alone in the middle of a concrete emptiness, the blurred ghosts of shoppers darting around me like shadows beneath a pitiless sun. I can't remember how I came to this place. My hands are shaking, and I can't see the future. All I can see is grey. The sun is beating down, but I'm cold inside. I keep seeing a purple flash, the old woman's face rotting and flaking and shrinking around her skull before me. The thing on the bike path, growling deep in its throat. They took my pistol.
Don't want you to go carrying that around when you're all depressed, sir, the blue suitor told me.
I'd phone Mo and ask her to pick up another ward if I wasn't feeling so frustrated and ineffectual. Everything's fallen apart at the very worst time, and it's all my fault. Item. There is a security breach. The Free Church of the Universal Kingdom, hereafter and forevermore to be known as the Goatfuckers, because that's the least of what they get up to, and I don't want to think about them eating the blonde teacher's face, have got an informer inside the laundry. I walk past a bus stop and an overflowing litter bin, the ashtray on its lid smoking and fulminating. There's a disgusting stench of cheap tobacco and smouldering filter wadding. A convoy of buses rumbles past slowly, like a troop of implausibly red elephants walking trunk to tail. Item. They followed Mo home, and they're following me. And unless I'm very much mistaken, they want the key that binds the Eater of Souls, which is probably one of our most powerful weapons, disguised as a public schoolmaster indeed. There's a run-down concrete suburban shopping mall here, a brutalist plaza surrounded by walkways overlooking cheap supermarkets, an off-license and a shuttered chemist's. Abandoned disposable carrier bags clog the gutters. I walk beneath a bridge between two piers and up an arcade walled by the display windows of empty shop units, as grimy as my sense of self-worth. Item. The Goatfuckers aren't the only people who are into the laundry. Punnin and the 13th Directorate clearly know a lot more than I do about the Codicil Black Skull Flights, 666 Squadron, and the Eater of Souls, who keeps cropping up in this mess like a bad penny. And anything that worries the KGB ought to worry the hell out of me, too. I come out of the arcade in a wide alley lined with loading bays, rusting metal shutters drawn down across concrete slabs. Overflowing dumpsters, redolent with a sweet fetor of dead rats, lean between scraped and battered steel bollards, huddling together like school kids sharing a fag behind the bike shed. The sky is clouding over, the merciless sun shrouded by dirty clouds of doubtful provenance. I keep walking. Item. The auditors wanted to know about Mo and about paperclips. I know about paperclips and why they're a security risk. The laws of contagion and sympathy are fundamental to all systems of magic. Quantum entanglement and spooky action at a distance for the witch doctor set. More prosaically, if you've got a paperclip from the same box as a sibling that's clipped to a top-secret file, you figure it out, okay? But why did they want to know about Mo? What was the document she wanted me to retrieve? Am I missing something? What if it's not all about me or Angleton? The business in St. Martin a few years ago should have been a wake-up call. Just because I'm under investigation, it doesn't mean she... The hell I'm under investigation. No, I'm under suspicion. But suspicion of what? My feet carry me past the end of the delivery alley and across a road where a cast-iron railway bridge shadows the terraced houses, their fronts smeared with smuts from the diesel locomotives that rumble overhead, freighting coal to the power stations that keep the lights burning and the hard drives turning. There is a cycle path here, and my feet seem to know which way they're going. I turn left and find myself on an incline, ascending a tree-flanked slope. The faint tinkle of a bell prompts me to stand aside as an urban cyclist in luminous lycra zips past, coasting in the opposite direction. Item: Angleton wants to use me as a tethered goat, but I'm not much use to him if I'm not in the right place when the goat fuckers come calling. Damn, I hope he gets my message via the Memex. Where are we leaking? Is it via the Bloody Baron Committee? That seems to be the logical place, but... A chill creeps over me, and I glance up at a turbid cloudscape that wasn't there 5 minutes ago. Swirling masses of dirty cumulonimbus, crammed with a promise of rain to come. Uh-oh. Here's me, out and about in a lightweight summer jacket. I really ought to head for home. I keep walking because it seems like the thing to do, although the shadows are lengthening among the dark green trees to either side. The cycle path is empty. I ought to start looking for an exit from it that'll take me back down to street level and a bus stop or tube station. I glance behind me, but I can't see the ramp I came up anymore. Item: Dr. Mike's research finding about the early onset of Case Nightmare Green. Let's hypothesize that the goat fuckers heard about it by way of our security breach. We know the goat fuckers want Case Nightmare Green to come about. They're fans of the old dead nightmares that will stalk the planet once more. They worship the things. How twisted is that? Ford's new finding suggests that the onset conditions for tearing a hole in the structure of reality are a bit more flexible than we previously thought, which suggests that there are things the goat fuckers can do to accelerate the onset of apocalypse, the stars coming right, as the pulp writer put it. They're showing an interest in the Eater of Souls. Why? Do they think that if they get their hands on the Fuller memorandum they can control him, make him do something unspeakable that will shiver the stars in their tracks and split the skies apart like... I look up. Oh, fuck.